91X News.
It's 13 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Kristen Noschlegel. Residents of Sterling are wondering if the preseason game that was coming as part of their Hockeyville award will still take place, now that the NHL lockout is in effect. Cindy Brandt, chair of the Hockeyville Committee in Sterling, is trying to answer the same question.
Well, that is a conundrum at this moment. I've just got off the phone with the NHL, and officially they will not announce that the game is canceled and when it will be replayed, because ultimately that rests in Bill Daly's hands, who's the president of the NHL and CEO. So until he makes a decision on whether a contract can be negotiated or not and the season can still happen, I am on a hold pattern with the NHL.
Although the preseason game may be at risk, fundraisers for the arena are still going on, with over $150,000 raised. A new report from the Office of Ontario's Chief Coroner recommends a lower default speed limit on residential streets. The report recommends the limit be 40 kilometers an hour, down from 50. The recommendation is part of a review into pedestrian deaths. About 100 pedestrians are killed in the province annually. More than one-third of those pedestrians are seniors, even though they account for only about 13% of the population. The report also calls for a provincial walking strategy and complete streets strategy. An Ontario judge has declared another part of the Conservative government's 2008 Omnibus Crime Bill unconstitutional. Superior Court Judge Alan Bryant struck down a section of the criminal code dealing with dangerous offenders in a decision published yesterday night. The section reverses the rules and instead requires an offender to prove that he or she is not a dangerous one, a designation that can see someone locked up for the rest of their lives. This particular provision applies to offenders who have been convicted three times of a specified violent or sexual crime with sentences of at least 2 years. Bryant found that a burden on the offender to prove they do not have a pattern of dangerous behavior and won't cause injury or pain in the future violates the Charter. That provision was part of the government's 2008 Tackling Violent Crime Bill, including mandatory minimum penalties for firearm offenses, some of which have also been declared unconstitutional by Ontario courts. The typical family of 50 years ago, with a mom, dad, and three kids living under one roof, is no longer the norm in Canadian households. It has now changed to a diverse web of family ties. Anne Millen, a socialist at Stats Canada, says more couples are choosing common law relationships.
I think the high share of common law couples in Quebec is part of a long-term trend that we've seen for many, many census cycles. It's also predominant in the territories as well, particularly Nunavut. There could be different factors that are coming into play. For example, in the territories, it's a younger population. We know that living in common law unions is more predominant among younger people.
Stats Canada today released the third wave of new data from its 2011 census, this time portraying the changes in Canadian families and living arrangements over 5 decades. Ontario's environmental watchdog says the Liberal government is defying the will of the legislature and ignoring the public's right to be involved in the development of policy. Environment Commissioner Gord Miller says he's astounded by the level of disregard and contempt being shown to the Environmental Bill of Rights. Miller says several ministries are ignoring the requirements of the law, and ND developing far-reaching plans, policies, and programs without properly notifying or consulting the public. He says the Ministry of Natural Resources has increasingly evaded its obligations and should be classified as a chronic offender. Miller also says the Ministry of Energy did not post a full proposal notice on the Environmental Registry when it announced a review of its feed-in tariff program for green energy projects. The Parti Québécois takes the reins of the Quebec National Assembly today. Karen Rebaugh has the story.
Pauline Marois will be sworn in this afternoon as Quebec's 30th premier and the very first woman to ever hold that job. It'll also make her the fifth woman premier currently leading a Canadian province or territory. Marois has held a number of powerful political roles in a 30-year career and ran many of Quebec's largest ministries. But leading her PQ minority government will certainly be among her biggest challenges. She's already called tougher language laws a central priority. She's also expected to battle Ottawa for more provincial powers on files ranging from the federal federal gun registry to social policy. Karen Rebo, the Canadian Press.
And there's more trouble in Syria. Syrian rebels have seized control of a border crossing on the frontier with Turkey and pulled down the Syrian flag. Reporter Elizabeth Kennedy says there were fierce clashes as rebel and regime forces fought for control of the Talabad crossing.
Some of these people appeared to be wounded, which makes sense because there was a bit of fighting between rebels and regime forces.
Syria's rebels control several other boarding crossings into Turkey. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports and weather are next.
Hiring the best employees will make your business better. So if you're an employer, where do you find them? Start here. I'm Jennifer from Loyalist Community Employment Services. Our free advertising and pre-screening will help match our motivated candidates to your job requirements, and we offer financial support to offset your training costs. Services are available in Belleville, Center Hastings, and surrounding areas. Ready to hire? See us, your employment partners. Visit 54 Dundas East Belleville or communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
91X Sports. The pain of the lockout is starting to be felt at NHL headquarters. League employees have been informed they'll be put on a four-day work week starting October 1st. As a result, those employees will only receive 80% of their salary. The news was delivered by Commissioner Gary Bettman during a staff meeting on Wednesday morning. Earlier this week, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says the league has no immediate plans to lay off staff. During Wednesday's meeting, employees were told that further cuts and layoffs can't be ruled out in the future. Jason Spezza is on his way to Switzerland. The Ottawa Senators forward has signed with the Swiss club for the duration of the NHL lockout. He joins fellow Canadians Logan Couture, Rick Nash, and Joe Thornton in the Swiss A League. Meantime, there are no former NHL labor talks scheduled for today. The Toronto Blue Jays face the Yankees in a doubleheader today in New York. The schedules changed last night when the opener of their three-game series was rained out. The Jays will be without shortstop Yunel Escobar, who is serving a three-game suspension after playing a game with a homophobic slur written under his eyes. The Baltimore Orioles won their 14th straight extra-inning game last night, outlasting the Seattle Mariners 4-2 in 18 innings. More importantly, the Birds' victory moves them within a percentage point of the Yankees in the AL East race and keeps them three games ahead of the LA Angels for the league's second wild card. The Orioles and Mariners meet again tonight. Dusty Baker reached another milestone in his long major league career when he managed his 3,000th game last night, guiding the Cincinnati Reds to a 3-1 victory over the Chicago Cubs. Jared Weaver earned his 100th victory. Weaver, who's tied in for the American lead in wins with 18, says the team needs to keep up playing well against the Rangers.
Hopefully we can keep it rolling and take a couple more from these guys.
Chris Lynetta also had a two-run single and scored on a wild pitch during the crazy 8-run rally in the fourth inning. And the Los Angeles Angels moved up in the AL playoff race with an 11-3 victory over the Texas Rangers on Tuesday night. 91X weather. Today, mainly sunny with a high of 16. Tonight, clear with a low of 9. Thursday, becoming cloudy in the afternoon with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 18. Friday, cloudy with 40% chance of showers and a high of 19. At 12:09, it's 13 degrees. I'm Kristen Oschlegel, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 1.